Bill, this is Hixie. Is it too late to come over for a minute?
Too late for what?
I've got a big problem.
Come along. Refreshments?
Not this time, thanks.
Hixie Rice lived in a nearby condo, and Quillerin had barely time to gather up bachelor clutter, newspapers, apple cores, and items of clothing. The woman who rang the bell was looking harried. He waved her to a sofa, and she flopped down, tossing her shoulder-length hair and kicking off her shoes.
Do you mind? I'm exhausted.
Are you sure you won't have a glass of squonk water, Hixie?
You twisted my arm.
At that moment, two Siamese cats walked into the conversational circle.
Hello, you beautiful creatures,
Hixie cried. They struck poses to show off their sleek, fawn-colored fur, their seal-brown points and blue eyes. She said,
Coco has such a masterful, intelligent expression, and Yum-Yum so sweet and appealing. Forgive me, Yum-Yum, if I sound sexist.
For answer, the lively female jumped into Hixie's lap as light as a feather, while the male sat tall like an Egyptian sculpture. There was something therapeutic about Quillerin's manner. He was a tall, well-built, middle-aged man, with hair graying at the temples, and an oversized pepper-and-salt mustache. But the sympathetic look in his brooding eyes, and his willingness to listen to